What are we doing this time, Cole?
Well, Gary, if you will turn off that Pink Floyd, pay attention to this crystal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's like Labyrinth.
it is hovering of its own volition. And yeah. I have a light source over here.
Okay.
Yeah. And the secret sages of the Sunken Kingdom of Bloodstool say that when the right light passes through this crystal, it will split apart into a glittering spectrum that will reveal what our next quest is.
That's beautiful.
I know, right?
Yeah, you should write a YA novel.
Not great hygiene on those guys down at Bloodstool.
No. I mean, you try to keep clean, but you just have this never-ending river of Bloodstool coming out of your trouser back.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not going to do well.
It's what's that game? Quicks?
Yeah, Kicks.
Yeah. It's like Kicks down there.
Yeah.
All the little sages of the pumped up kick. So, okay, I'm gonna turn on the frequency resonator.
Okay.
And oh, Gary, the lights!
Ah.
I'm seeing into time. I'm seeing what's that roundish figure? This
it's
no!
Baseball 2000.
No, it's worse. Oh. It's even worse. It's dudes with attitude.
Oh, like, are you a bad enough dude to rescue President Ronnie?
Not even.
Oh. I never even heard of this. Do you know this was a thing until just now? So
yeah, okay.
We'll see.
Oh, the sage is foretold.
Yeah, we'll see what the fuck.
This story is heartbreaking, Gary.
The story of dudes with attitude.
Yeah, there's a lore around this that I feel like we could spend a long time digging into.
Do you know about the lore around it? Because I was having a hard time finding information about this.
No, it's about the creation. So let's jump into this.
Yeah, let's tell me a story. Let's start. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yes, and this week we are playing Dudes with Attitude, which was recommended by Samuel Bear, one of our superstar recommenders.
Yeah. Stalwart Samuel Bear.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of this before.
Neither had I. But
yeah.
You know why? Because this might as well be an Amiga game, except it came out in 19 goddamn 90.
That's so weird. So fucking weird. Have you seen, like, it doesn't have a Wikipedia entry.
No.
And if you search for it on Wikipedia and you get the Wikipedia for American Video Entertainment, the company that makes it,
mm-hmm.
Are you looking at that logo right now?
It's pretty special.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is an incredible logo. Like, that should be we want to show off some dudes with attitude, but that would be an amazing banner for this episode. Just like, this is so inept.
let's give it a description. You know what? It looks like the logo for the USA Network.
Yeah.
You know, it's got red, white, and blue.
But done in like MS Paint. And I love MS Paint.
Yeah.
Like, it's done in like MacDraw or whatever. Fuck you guys have.
Yeah, we did it in KidPix.
Yeah.
Down at the local library. We only had a half an hour.
It's done in Apple, you know, one button mouse shit town. Down at the local poor kids' schools.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
There are there are five colors in this logo, which not the best way to go.
No. Usually. And what even color is it? So it's red, white, and blue, which is the United States. But then the outside of the TV or what have you is that specific shade of green or yellow that I can't tell the difference between. But
oh, yeah.
In either case, is super ugly.
Yep.
Like, just this disgusting, disgusting color. What color is it?
It is a brownish yellow. I would call it... it's not quite Grey Poupon, but there is a mustardiness to it.
It's like a bile ochre.
Yeah, it is like a gourmet mustard.
Yeah.
It appears that has just a little bit too much yellow number five or whatever. Make your ball shrink, they told me in middle school.
This is like if somebody gave you, like, you have a nice corn dog. right? Like you're a lucky boy.
It's corn dog yellow. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a lucky boy. Okay. Imagine, put yourself in the shoes of lucky boy Cole, who's got himself a corn dog in each hand and a dream in his heart and a whistle in his brain. And
get out of there, whistle.
Mama Ross pours a big heap and helping of gourmet mustard onto a table for you, and you dip your corn dog in it and put it in your mouth, and then you wake up screaming because it's a nightmare and you're actually holding a rocket pop. And you just dip that in gourmet mustard and just put that in your mouth. That's what this logo is. It's like a rocket pop dipped into gourmet mustard and shot straight into your heart. Like
with some kind of like Half-Life 2 crossbow.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Yeah. It's disgusting. It's a disgusting logo. Also, could you see the stages or the world map when you emulated this?
Yes.
I tried on 3 different emulators, and all of them did not show the background. Huh. So, and I guess it was probably the ROM I had, which now makes sense. But anyway, I chose my dude or dudette in the beginning.
Yeah, or your prostitute.
Yeah, your prostitute.
Or your clown.
Yeah. Yeah, and any of those things. And then I just had these floating dots that I could press A to switch between, but there was no... And I was like, oh, this isn't actually even a game. Like, this is the whole thing. And then I was like, that can't be it, right? I can't get anything to happen. So then I went on YouTube and saw gameplay footage and saw what the game actually was. And I was like, man, there's something I'm missing. And I was trying all the buttons, mm-hmm. and of course I didn't think that it was actually, like, select the stage when you're on it, and then start. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really confusing even to get into a level.
Yeah.
And that's not even... counting what happens when you get into a level.
Is there anything more obnoxious than when the select button meant select this thing?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
It isn't. The select button is the worst button on a controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you can just use the D-pad. Like, you never need select.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're using it to select
options, yeah.
Which is how it was originally used.
Okay.
Like, it's fine to have an extra button if, like, you want to make it do something.
Yeah, for opening a map. Yeah, but...
Yeah, but start usually does that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
you really don't need select.
Yeah, well. So in the full version of that, it's not even so much that you're hitting select to go between them. You have a magnifying glass over this pirate map you're hovering it over.
I had the magnifying glass and little dots, or little like squares of pixels that symbolize places, but I've never actually seen that map on an emulator.
Yeah.
So
this, I think, is. Again, continuing, we have this weird difecta between Godzilla and this, like, games that have, like, kind of hardcore titles or premises. Like, Dudes with Attitude, you think this is going to be a beat-em-up, right?
Well, I thought it was going to be Bad Dudes.
Yeah. And turns out it is a puzzler, like a really bad puzzle game. I hesitate to even call it a puzzle game.
Yeah, really confusing.
Like a timing based, like, so you're playing as one of Iggy's wrecking balls, and you are oscillating left and right, like on a sine wave.
Yes.
In these areas, like that is the gravity. There is some kind of weird dual sun situation, and they're rotating around the game plane at a very high rate that draws you left, then right, then left, then right. And you have to go through buckets of paint so that you change your color to match the crystals that you're trying to, like, dissolve.
Yeah.
By knocking into them.
Kind of like a breakout.
Yeah.
Kind of experience a little bit. Like, you're going back and forth, and you have this very, like we haven't played a game that gives you less control over your character since Pac-Man 2. Like, you didn't just kind of, like, suggest directions for him to bounce in.
Yeah. I didn't realize until some of the later levels, like the Whirl of Death or... high that you actually had control over your speed and a little bit of control over your direction. So there are some puzzles that require you to hit the A button to accelerate, like to go faster, but you couldn't be blamed for that because the thing moves on its own. There's no reason to press button.
I knew that you could change direction because I don't know how else you're supposed to play it.
Oh, for sure.
That's literally all I knew.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, and there's also another button that just makes a noise. So I can only assume this is a Boy in His Blob-esque hug button.
Oh, totally. Like, well, and just the sound effects in general in this game. Like, they're just this cacophonous, like, Roboduck fuck. Like, Roboduck orgy thing going on in the Yeah, duckfuck.tv.
I was gonna say, were you reading the initial notes on naming the network, Gary?
Yeah, fuckfeed.tv.
Oh no.
Oh. A member of the Pornhub network. Welcome to the Brazzers cast.
Do you want to write something like creepy and a little bit, do you want to express just a little bit too much knowledge about the ladies you're watching?
Yes. Yep.
God.
Fuckfeed.tv.
Fuckfeed.tv. Like, no, that would just be like a feeder network, Gary. Feeders and gainers. That's what that would be. Oh,
that's true.
I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've been known to gain 3 times a day and sometimes take my girlfriend out for feeding, but I don't do it sexually.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not for a paycheck. That's just for you.
Yeah.
That's a gift you give yourself.
It's just for human sustenance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's to continue living tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so you just pick these different, they're like 28 levels. This is a remarkably slight game.
It kind of is, except for the edit a level feature.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, you can make your own levels.
I saw a button that said teamwork.
Yeah. Who knows what that does?
Which I imagine just takes you to a ropes course for some trust falls. Go paintball with the boys in our counting.
In the ball pit.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the cover now, which the cover is incredible.
Oh yeah.
To this game, by the way. Like these spheres, like one gigantic Martian sun. A little like valley girl and then a cool bro floating sphere looking at a treasure chest. But the back like purports the edit. You know, there's 32 radical levels actually, according to this. And then a game editor to make your own boards for it in case you're fucking insane.
Which that's a little bizarre because like what? The Excitebike had a make your own level feature. But that is kind of strange for an NES game, period. Or of this vintage, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, 1990, you know, as far as NES games that had editors, like that was a feature that was around.
Okay.
Not very many NES games had them in general, but like Fire and Ice I just played recently has an editor. Like there are a couple okay. different things that had them. It's rare on the NES.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is a bad implementation of it because I don't, you know, who's using it unless it was, you know, this Amiga game or what have you. Or whatever system this was originally developed for. Maybe it was big then, like trading floppies.
Oh yeah, yeah. I could tell like a Jet Set Willy or something like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Man, do we know that this used to be anything?
No, it feels like an Amiga game to me. So like I said that as like a half joke / generalization, but like this company, the earliest thing that I can see on their site is like 1989. So they weren't really developing in the heyday, but this feels like something that like your friend's dad would pirate for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And they also like made lots of Nintendo games almost entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo games. Do you know what their most famous Nintendo game is?
Wally Bear and the No Gang.
Yeah. Wally Bear and the No Gang.
I have no idea what that game, but that is, it is the only game in this list that links to something. So
yeah, you never played Wally Bear and the No Gang?
No.
Oh, it's real crazy. It's like I can't remember which one came first, if it was this or Sunday Funday, but like it's a fake like dare game that's based on that, and it's like, whoa, Wally Bear and the No Game got a 5 out of 5 in GamePro. It's like a weird, super shitty platformer that's like the ugliest thing in the world, but just really, really surreal.
Yeah.
But it's kind of famous because there was a Wally Bear hotline
that was still active. 1-800 Hi Wally.
Yeah, still active as of 2006. I can't believe I missed the opportunity to call the Wally Bear hotline.
Yeah. You
that'd be incredible.
You know that the day that went offline, somebody hung himself, right?
Yeah, me. I didn't. But, like, yeah, they cut me down. That shit's sad. Like, I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah. It was made... Yeah. Okay, so people get up in arms about, like, America's Army. This is made in cooperation with the American Medical Association.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, to tell you that frogs are out there to sell you weed. I mean, what a fucking joke dare is.
It's pretty. Well, I mean, and there's plenty of, you know, drug education.
Uh-huh.
Great idea. But just we never figured out how to teach kids about it.
No.
Like, we have no idea how to teach kids about the dangers of drugs. Like, the kids should have to sit down, like, you should go to health class in, like, 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7th, 8th, and 9th grade in class, you should just watch all of Breaking Bad and then just be like, yep, I don't want to do that.
No, that's awful.
You know? Yeah, this is terrible. This ruins your life on either side of the equation.
All right, kids, let me know if you need another juice box. Let me show you Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So can anyone in the class tell me why this, you know, meth head had his head crushed by an ATM machine? That's right.
Oh, because of the cycle of poverty?
Yeah. No. It's because of methamphetamine. Yeah. Who can best give me a haiku that describes white hot action knives shooting through your arms? You know?
Oh, God. So I thought you were going to say was just bring in some people who do drugs to talk to the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Not like get up and say like, oh, you know, I had everything, but then I threw my life away. I'm Dan Davis, captain of the football team. Nothing can happen to me.
Yeah.
Except just like, no, just sit down and have like a conversation with somebody who does drugs.
Yeah. Who is stoned.
Yeah.
And you're not. Like, okay, kids, you don't get any pot and this guy's going to be super stoned. You have to have a conversation with him because that would be awful.
Dare, don't be this asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Dare not to dare not to bore your friends.
Dare, fuck this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, but the no gang, wow.
Yeah, there's not really a no gang either. Like, there's just Wally Bear.
It's a gang of one.
Yeah, it is. It's an army of one and a gang of one.
Yeah,
there might be a gang, but I think that he runs into a turtle, but the turtle doesn't do anything. It just gives him a little text scroll at the beginning of the level.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's been a long time since I played Wally Bear in the no gang.
Wait a minute, so it glorifies gang membership.
Yeah, and this, skateboarding.
This is like kids, we know they love gangs. What would we rather have them do? Drugs or be in a gang and skateboard?
Yeah, well, the United States is always more in favor of violence.
Oh yeah,
than anything. Like, violence is fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, gang culture is fine.
Yeah.
It's drugs and sex that are no good.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, the majority of gangs are their formation was encouraged by the government through the prison system. So, yeah, they want that to happen anyway to keep the minorities down.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No argument there.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no.
I said it out loud, and I realized, you know what? That probably sounds like a crazy thing to say. Yeah. An even crazier thing to believe. But, yeah. Oh, the no gang. That's the lamest gang.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad gang. Oh. It's a pretty bad gang. I had a stepsister for a little while growing up, and she said that she formed a gang with her cousin. And I used to go out and play in our yard. And I remember going out there and asking what the name of the gang was. And she said the name of the gang was the Army.
Wow. Your stepsister was, she had very astute social commentary skills.
Yeah,
for being so young.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that. And not just her being a fucking idiot. But yeah, the Army. And then I made fun of her. And I was only like 12. And still knew that was stupid. That was the same stepsister where she used to play, she had a single of Bone Thugs and Harmony's The Crossroads and would play it over and over. And then I got sick of it and went to her room and cut her tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then put it in the tape player so she'd hit play and it would eat it and fuck it up.
Oh, no, it broke.
Yep.
Yeah. Sabotage. Sister sabotage. Yeah. Strangely enough, joined the actual Army.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe she did. Who even knows what happened to Erica Brilli at this point?
Who knows?
No. Who gives a fuck?
I made an offhanded reference to Iggy and the Wrecking Balls earlier.
Yeah.
That gem from N64. This is the bit, like, the design of these guys is the laziest.
Because they look like they're getting, like, they're, it's like ASCII. It's like, it's like one step above ASCII.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a QBASIC game, you know. There's no lines or anything in it. It's just like really like just things that are big giant symbols.
Yeah,
you know.
Against black backgrounds.
Yeah, just like super ugly. It looks like super Atari, but like sub Atari, like worse than, you know, Crystal Castles. Like,
yeah,
it's just very very ugly and lazy, and there's nothing to it, and you barely control it. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So the most remarkable thing about this game to me is that it opens up and it actually leads with. It actually leads with a creator's name.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
Yeah, so this game was made by, looking here, sorry, Michael and Cam Crick. You know, yeah. like if you say Creek in Northern Ohio, Crick.
Yeah.
And these are just two dudes, and Crick. Yes. And Crick.com is the destination on the web for 2014. Specifically, crick.com/gamemaster.html.
Holy shit.
Yep. Gary, this is a this is a deep vein.
Whoa! We blaze trails.
Yep. Yeah. So the gamemaster.html page is literally just a newspaper story.
What is the story? Like, before Diddy Kong Racing, yep, before Tetris, even before Pong, there was Frog Master and its inventor Michael Crick.
Yep.
What a random ass sampling of games. Like, which one of those does not belong there?
Okay, guys. Before Mace the Bounty Hunter. Yeah. Before Metroid.
Yeah. Distinguished father. Crick's video game history.
Yeah.
A family of Cricks. Oh, good. Nice little appendix at the bottom. Tell us all about the different Cricks.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex Crick, 24, an Evergreen State senior in digital photography.
Yeah.
When his life turned out.
So this is his whole, like, it's his family's page. So everything about Crick.com is his family. I have to say, I have a hard time scoffing at this.
I don't.
It's so earnest, Gary. It was last updated February 2013. I don't know.
I can't. How come Crickers or Cricklers isn't?
Yeah. Cricklers? No, you can. Click.
It just doesn't turn into a hyperlink.
Yeah, it's there.
What?
Yeah, for a while there, Barbara Crick was putting out a new Crickler every day.
Oh, you colossal weirdo!
Yeah.
What is going on, Michael Crick?
This is something wonderful where, like, you would think this would have gone away with GeoCities or with Angel Fire or whatever, because that is about the level of tech we're working with on this.
Cool. How many frequently asked questions do you think there are about Cricklers?
I would say 32.
Yeah, probably about, like, roughly that, like, probably 25 or so.
Uh-huh.
Like, there are quite, people have asked questions about Cricklers enough to be categorized as frequent.
Uh-huh. okay, so it's not just the 32 questions that you got. These are questions that were asked with enough frequency to warrant a page.
Yeah.
Do Cricklers run on a Mac?
I don't.
Yeah.
Crick's mind is a hint, but I didn't. Going to look at the map also counts as a hint. Good to know.
Crick's mind is like his home, a visual world cluttered with theories, models, and ideas.
Oh my God, I just went to crickler.com/ordeal.html and there is an owl on a pencil that says, "Welcome, Portland."
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at a Crickler page and the owl just fell asleep. It's got so much tude. Oh my God.
It made noise.
It's a warm-up Crickler. What's going on? What is this world? Try iPhone. Don't mind if I do. Why are there Crickler on iPhone? Why is Crickler on iPhone?
Why Crickler on iPhone?
Why Crickler on iPhone?
It's a simple question, Crick. Answer it. Answer
why
it, Crick.
On iPhone? There is all suffering.
You crazy son of a bitch.
There is all aching. There it is. Have you ever watched Review? The Any Daily Show Review?
No.
There's an amazing episode where somebody... They get, like, the questions come in from the audience. He has to review life experiences. So, like, what's it like to eat 15 pancakes? And, like, the joke of the season is it ruins his life. It's an excellent show. But there's one episode that's my favorite one where they mix up someone's question in their Twitter handle. So the person, they say, like, @BubbleBask asks, there is all aching. And it's actually supposed to be the real Lisa Ching. And he's just like, there all is aching. And he just kind of goes down this rabbit hole and ends up getting committed at some point and, like, letting Emo Phillips out of a insane asylum and stuff. It's super good. But just him walking around going, there all is aching. There yeah. all is aching. Like, it's super, super good.
Hey, Gary, do you want to hear a short story?
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Yep.
1986.
Yep, beds, but 1986.
My dad.
By dad, you know, dad, because this is a family homepage. In fact, there is a whole list of family homepages. This is a Christmas card to the internet that we're looking in on.
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't see it. Like, they shouldn't have made this public.
No. Francis lives in Redmond and is working at Microsoft on Xbox graphics.
Yeah, how come he hasn't shut this down?
I don't know. Barbara made a new news clicker each evening. Sadly, Betsy left us March 21st.
Oh, no.
Gary, this gets dark. What's Uncle Dean up to? Gary, oh. I need to know about Uncle Dean.
At the top of the unknowable truth, this material could be hazardous to your health. The author takes no responsibility for any unfortunatenesses. Jesus Christ.
Is it like a Lovecraft warning?
That's what it is. Any unfortunatenesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't use that word.
Any misfortunes, like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here it is, his partner exclaimed, the famous proof. It looks like he had it all ready to publish.
Oh, man.
Do you want to know what Uncle Dean's up to?
What is Uncle Dean up to?
Well, Uncle Dean has an @microsoft.com email address, so things are going pretty good for him.
Great.
Gary, we can email these people. I can email michael@crick.com.
Ham University is the premier Windows program to help you learn Morse code.
Uh-huh.
It's in the top 5%. Of what? There's just a top 5% GIF.
Yeah. I mean, you have to assume, like, no matter what, that's pretty... Oh, you... I can email the New Zealand cricks. Gary, this is why I feel bad.
Yeah, I still don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't feel bad. This guy brought this on himself.
Yeah.
This is
some American movie level shit.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Also, all of the pages have a different, like, last updated thing, and they're all, like, wildly different. Like, News Crickler. Oh, news! Yeah, news, Sally, Betsy, poor Betsy.
Yeah, left the family. Like, do you mean left this mortal coil?
I'm sure that's
like,
what it is.
Left the compound.
No. I'm sure that Crickler is dead.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Gary, even crazier. Looking at this here, dudes with attitude. This was like it was a father daughter joint.
Oh, that's
Cam.
Dumb.
Like Wait, Cam so. Crick was his daughter.
Oh. So she was just like, Daddy, I want something with cool smiley faces.
Yeah. And he just like, yeah, honey, let's do this. Let's go out to you know, the Amiga, because that's what this game is for.
Did you go to WordZap?
Yes.
On here?
It is the premier online Boggle and Scrabble combination.
The fourth paragraph reads, cow, like the picture is of a cow. Cow at twocows.com and twokids.com rated. CD, half CD at the review page, parentheses, nice review.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Do you want to know what's weird about twocows.com?
What's the, sure, yes.
Okay. So that is used to be the unofficial collection of Windows shareware.
Oh,
all right. Okay. So that's why it's linked there. You know, it's shareware, like all these freaks distributed their stuff.
Yeah.
And that eventually developed into our domain registrar.
Whoa.
Yeah. And also a cell phone provider, which you have heard of on podcasts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
As you get better at WordZap, the computer does too.
Oh, it learns.
Our unique built-in AI provides you with perfect match.
It's thinking.
Yeah, it's a thinking machine. Thinking computer.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Lots of facts for WordZap too. So weird.
It's, yeah.
Good find. I didn't think to Google the name of the guy who made it. I was just like, oh, I can't find anything about the game, but.
Yeah. His ranch-style home in Northeast Bellevue definitely shows the wear and tear of 3 decades in the business. Dog? Like.
What does that mean?
Why is his grass 4 feet high? Like, there's no roof. It's just filled with marauders. What's happening?
Yeah,
oh, man. Dude's in the industry.
Games.
3 decades.
Yeah. What industry are you talking about? Like, do you also, you know. Have run, I guess, a compound, like you said.
Yeah.
Like his series of sister wives. Like, that's the industry he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, Bellevue, Washington's not that far from here.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could make this shit happen. Like, mm-hmm. we should, let's say one of us won the lottery tomorrow. We take one lucky abject suffering fan and take them on all expenses paid trip to the Crick farm, Crick compound, with the two of us.
Out there helping them tend to the radishes?
Yeah, we just hang out. you know, where there's only one rule, we don't stick our dick in these holes.
Yeah.
And as long as we don't fuck the youngest Kirk daughter, then we're okay.
Man, do you think they would like try and like surgically transform us into bad dudes with attitude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, like, I would want to get in with that Crick daughter because then you could be an heir to the Crick fortune.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. Gary, Word Zap has sold 1.1 million copies as of 1998. Like, yeah, they're rolling in it. They've got a compound
ranch style home.
Yeah, they're building a religion, Gary.
Yeah, and I want to be the Jesus of this. If not that, I want to be the Pontius Pilate of this religion.
Yeah, I want to be the Judas Iscariot. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah, good. Oh, this is delightful.
I'll put a note in the blog entry.
Yeah, good job.
Whew.
Good job, Sam Beer.
Yeah. I think this was suggested before we had the comment page. Write in, please. It won't be for like several episodes until you read it because we record Wicked in advance. But like, just let us know what happened.
Yeah, how you came across this.
Yeah.
And if Crick is listening, like just furiously Googling anything with dudes with attitudes. You know, I don't have great parents. I am looking to be adopted. I would like to be your son. So if you're down with that, then I would love to talk games with you. Mm-hmm. And
and make games with you.
Yeah, make games, talk games with you. And I'm
you thought of a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Yeah, go fund yourself, Sam.
Yeah.
Good job. This is delightful.
This is a rabbit hole from which I fear I will never escape.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Yeah,
you done good, boy.
I want to do like a dramatic reading of the unknowable truth. I really truly like it would take forever.
Yeah, it's long. Like we shouldn't do it in this episode.
No, no.
Somebody should do it.
Yeah.
Somebody make a YouTube.
Copyright 1986.
Yeah, well, that's close to expiring. It's almost in the public domain, probably.
Yeah. As long as that jackal Disney doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. Anywho, what are we doing next time?
Well, next time we are going to be talking about, of course, I always lose
toys.
Track of this. Toys, yeah, toys for the Sega Genesis. Again, also recommended by Samuel Bear.
Yeah, geez, Sam.
Yeah.
If you like the show, you can go to facebook.com/abjectsuffering and check us out.
Yeah.
Rate and review us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do us a favor when we post new episodes, click that little share button. We don't usually like pimp, but that is a big way to spread the word.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And tell a friend. And if you'd like, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to support the whole network.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's about the most elegant outro we've ever done.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Things got serious with the crickism.
I need to go reevaluate some things.
Yeah, you're fine. All right. Well, we'll be back after crying in a week.